Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Who Killed the Presser of the Week. Unfortunately, this week's episode is very disturbing and it's going to be short because this case is really disturbing. And, oh, the failures amongst the parents, the family members, the child services, this whole case is disgusting. And this is the Audrey Cunningham investigation, and unfortunately they found her body earlier this week, and they have arrested a family friend who was also decorated Nazi tattoos. So not somebody that you want to be around your children, but let alone walking them to school. So let's listen to the press conference and try to glean some sort of information from it. But the bottom line is, be careful with who you trust your children with, and if they have Nazi tattoos all over, probably a red flag. So apologies for the downer this week, but again, who killed the presser of the week? Thanks for tuning in.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being here today. I want to first start by thanking the media for helping us with the coverage over Audrey, over her missing. You have been, your help has been immensely appreciated. It has been great. I want to thank again everyone who has been engaged in the efforts to find Audrey, from the investigators to the volunteers who have spent countless hours in hopes of finding her, and to the community members who have been here supporting us since day one. I also want to say thank you to Trinity River Authority for lowering the water levels so that the divers could reach areas of interest. This time, I sadly announced that Audrey's body was located at the Trinity River on the U.S. Highway 59. As a result of today's developments, I will discontinue the Amber Alert for Audrey, and I want to thank DPS, Department of Public Safety, for all their help in this alert. The information that we have gathered in this criminal investigation is substantial. The Polk County Sheriff's Office investigators, the Livingston Police Department, and the Texas Rangers, the game wardens, the FBI, Harris County Sheriff's Office, the San Jacinto County Sheriff's Office, the District Attorney's Office in Trinity County, in Liberty County. It's just an outpouring of love from all of our law enforcement partners. My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey. The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure that the justice for Audrey. And at this time, I will turn the podium over to the Polk County District Attorney, Ms. Shelley Sitton.
Thank you, Byron. My name is Shelley Sitton, and I am your Polk County District Attorney. I just want to take a few moments to explain how we're going to move forward from here. Based on all of the evidence that law enforcement has collected, they are in the process of preparing the appropriate arrest warrants for Don Stephen McDougal. At this time, we believe the appropriate arrest warrant is going to be for capital murder in the death of Audrey Cunningham. He is currently still in jail under an unrelated felony charge here. I understand that this is a very difficult time for Audrey's family and for our community. The substantial law enforcement resources that were marshaled by the Sheriff Lyons, I think, should show you that this county and law enforcement, they will come out when they need to protect our children. And the assets that we have been made available to Polk County to protect our children have been substantial. And at this point, as Sheriff Lyons said, he'll continue to collect the evidence and process that. The district attorney's office is going to stand right beside them and follow through. And we promise that you can assure that the district attorney's office will be just as dedicated to this case as every one of these law enforcement officers that are standing behind you to do what is right for Audrey and bring justice to our community. Thank you. At this time, if you've got some questions, we'll open it up to a few questions.
Any indication of how Audrey was killed?
I cannot speak to that.
At this time right now, we have transported Audrey down to the Harris County Medical Examiner's Office. At that time, we will await their results to be able to determine the cause and method of her death.
But evidence suggests murder.
We believe that there is enough evidence, yes.
Yes.
Can you
tell
Did Don Stephen McDougal lead you to that location on the river where you found her body? Did he tell you where to find her?
That was evidence that we was collecting through the cell phone, analysis, as well as through our videos that we were able to collect, and some of the information that we received from him, we were able to pinpoint and set. There were several points of interest that was turned over to us, so that we were able to develop. And thank goodness, and thank by the grace of God, one of those places of interest we were able to locate.
As I understand it.
Evidence and right now, folks, when we start talking about how we're linking evidence to McDougal and linking evidence to this case, we want to be very careful on how we do that. I will feel safe to say this is that there is substantial evidence through the evidence that we've gathered, and some of that evidence was even gathered by the wonderful witnesses and wonderful folks out there in the social media who sent us videos, who sent us pictures. Some of that, even that evidence helped us to be able to come up with these locations, as well as the evidence from cell phones and as videos to pinpoint these locations.
Can you tell us the condition of the 11-year-old's body and if she was dressed?
At this point right now, until we get all our information back from the medical examiner's office, we don't want to release any information concerning Audrey and condition of her body. That area is one of the first areas of our concern, points of interest, when we started our search on Friday, or midday Friday. And again, that's going to be developed from some of the evidence. And then, yes, there was some points where he did give information, because there were several places that he said that he had went. So it wasn't a location where he said he took her, but there was a incidents where he said these were locations where he had gone.
Without this evidence that you talk about, you have been able to find her where you found her without the evidence that you just described?
Yes.
You would have found her there?
We would have found her not through him, but we would have found it through the evidence that we collected from the analysis from phones and videos would have, yes.
Was she visible to the naked
no.
eye?
You used a sonar boat. Texas Equus Search was out with their sonar boat scanning the bottom of the river for her body. They're the ones that discovered the body, is that correct?
No.
The image?
I'm not going to say who exactly or what agency discovered her body today. I will say this, that due to the lowering, we were able to contact TRA, Trinity River Authority. They slowed down the outflow from the reservoir, and it allowed the water to go down, and her body was discovered there in the water. But I'm not going to say whether it was Harris County or Montgomery County or EquiSearch. It was a conglomeration of a lot of love and law enforcement networking together that
sources,
helped discover her.
Sources have told us, though, that Stephen McDougal was the one that told you to lower the river, lower the level of the river. We've been told that he actually told you to lower the water on the river. Is that true?
We talked to TRA on several occasions about lowering it. When they got to the point or they felt they were safe to start lowering the river, we were able to get them to do so. Whether or not Mr. McDougal gave us information on lowering the river or not to be able to locate her, that's information that we do not want to release at this time.
One more question.
Is there any evidence that
location, McDougal told you guys that was one of the locations where
he went? Yep. He did advise that was one of the locations that he had gone. Not that he was saying that she was there or any other location, but we know that he went there as well.
Until we get all of the evidence and all the autopsy reports, we're going to have to hold and work with law enforcement to determine what is the best solution to this case. If the evidence supports that, that is something that we're going to look into.
Is there any evidence she was held somewhere else, or was she killed pretty much the day that she disappeared?
We do not have any evidence at this time that's showing that where she may have been held somewhere else. But again, we are still processing mounds and mounds of information and data. Mr. Bob, last question.
Is there any evidence that there was anything used to keep the body underwater?
That is information at this time that we do not want to release.
Do you have an approximate time with your
body? Thank you all very much.
Thank you all for your questions. Thank you all for all that you've done for us to help bring Audrey home.
Hello everyone, my name is Tom Kearns and I host the Anglo-Saxon England podcast, where I cover the history and culture of England from the departure of the Romans in the 5th century to the Norman conquest in 1066. So far we've surveyed the collapse of Roman rule in Britain, the migration of the Anglo-Saxons, and the history of Northumbria from its beginnings in the mists of legend to its destruction at the hands of Viking raiders in the 9th century. I hope you'll come and give it a go.
Let me introduce you to Barry Clue, an authorised financial advisor from New Zealand and a very special kind of stain on humanity.
He was a very knowledgeable young guy.
He was a registered financial advisor.
Type of guy that was bending over backwards to help you.
Now, you could be forgiven for thinking that Barry sounds like a great guy, and you'd be right. Well, right up until the point when you're wrong.
It was all fictitious.
You stole from my son, who has a disability.
Chris never knew. He died believing that we're all taken care of.
A psychopath is somebody who lacks empathy, acts impulsively. I think there's a strong case that Barry might be all of those things, actually.
To find out how Barry Clue stole over $15 million from 81 victims, subscribe to Clueless, The Long Con. That's Clueless, spelt K-L-O-O-G-H-L-E-S-S.